Hey, this is Corby from the Twisted Pickle Show, and just like me, you're listening to Barely on the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely.
And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and we're on to episode number 20, which is actually 9 shows away from what's going to be my lucky show. Number 29, though, has always been my lucky number. The Sox jersey that I wore back at the Sox game that I went to, which you can see on my Flickr now, which I have on my website, that number on there is 29. It was actually given to me when I was in my fraternity. My roll number is 29 there. So it's always been a lucky number for me since then. So episode 29 is going to be my big show. Everyone kind of celebrates the 50s, the 100s, blah, blah, blah. I'm celebrating 29. So that's coming up here in 9 episodes, but I'll get onto that later. On today's episode, I actually have already recorded the whole episode and then listened to myself, and I sounded pathetic. I just listened to myself and I'm like, hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is episode 20. I couldn't even listen to it. So I decided, the heck with it, I am just going to re-record the whole thing. I had to take notes, so hopefully this thing is going to really move quick. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup, which was over this past weekend, which is actually why I'm coming out late with this episode. I was so exhausted that it took me 2 days to recover, and that's why I'm re-recording this whole bit now. But that was at Blues Fest over the weekend. Also find out, I'm not an athlete, not in the least, and my wife gets the bargain of the century. So I hope you enjoy the show, and here we go on to episode number 20.
Just how far can you take it away from the one who gave it?
Last week was actually the first week that I was able to play softball with my church league. Last year I helped set up the team, and I was very active in it, namely because I wasn't working, so it was kind of like, hey, something to do. Kind of pathetic, isn't it, that I'm having to use a softball thing to actually be able to talk to adults. I had set up this team last year. Coming into the next season, I couldn't make the first game, so I come into the second game, and I normally play first base. Hey, that's where you put the fat guy. Always put him at first base. Therefore, he doesn't have to move too much, and all he has to do is grab the ball. I get up, and I'm doing my turn batting, and the second time up, I had actually made a hit. First hit of the season. I run it out. I get to first base. I'm safe. Yay, yay, yay. I'm doing great. The person who bats next hits really deep into the outfield. So I'm running to second base. Look over, and there's a guy at third base who's on my team, and he's signaling me to come to third base. All of a sudden, he gets a panic look in his eye. And then he looks at me. And then he looks off to my right. Then he looks at me. And I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on. But I'm hoofing it, and that's not very fast. But I'm running as fast as I can, and all of a sudden, I begin to see the ball out of the corner of my eye airborne. This thing is coming in. It's going to be a foot race. Who's going to make it to third base first? The coach on third base decides to indicate of a slide, which is you kind of throw both your hands down to the ground, and you kind of almost bend down, almost as if you're kind of like the Wayne's World kind of thing, the we're not worthy, that kind of thing. You almost get into that motion. He's doing this, and he is just adamant about it. I mean, you could just tell he's panicked. It's like, okay, we don't want to get you out, blah, blah, blah. So that indicates to me, slide. Well, I'm in shorts, so I'm running along, and I'm trying to make a decision. Okay, there's two ways you can slide. You can go feet first, which definitely will scrape up your legs. Or you could go face first, bounce off that big belly of yours, and hopefully not get any bruises or anything. So I decide face first. You see this all over the place in Major League Baseball and everything, people sliding face first. It's so dramatic. Not when I do it. I leapt into the air, and instead of diving down, I jumped up. So I go up into the air, but when I took off, I didn't have equal push from both my feet, I found out. So I went up at an angle, and I came down, I hit my right shoulder, my right hip, my right calf, which is the only part of me that was exposed, and slid. My wife later told me I bounced into third base. I hit the ground 3 times. I jammed my middle finger on my left hand. My leg is all scraped up, and I have both teams laughing hysterically at me, trying to look all cool. It's like, yeah, I can do this. I'm a man's man. No, I am not. I am not an athlete. I was safe, though. Next guy hit a deep ball, and I kind of trotted into home plate. My wife comes over, is like, okay, we need to wash that off because you're bleeding and there's dirt. Oh my God, did that thing hurt? I mean, it was just stinging, and I'm like, no, don't. I mean, really kind of losing this man's man's image when I'm sitting there cringing in pain as she's squirting a water bottle on me. I mean, talk about pathetic. Yeah, that is me, folks. Pathetic when it comes to pain, which is also why I don't like shots. But that was another episode a while ago, so if you want to play softball with me, just remember, don't make me slide. Well, maybe you do want to make me slide so you can laugh, but again, please don't make me slide.
Singing praises to my name, when along came a snake and tempted your fate. Now you've gone far away from me.
Okay, I'm going to state right here that I am going to be putting on some extra audio, very raw audio, at the end of this show. The reason why I'm going to do that is it's going to be my thoughts and everything that I was kind of saying to myself as I was going to the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup. I'm not going to do any editing to this. The only thing that might prevent me from putting it out is if the audio quality is utterly crap. I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know. If it's not there, that means it was crap. If it is there, that means it's halfway decent and halfway livable. Hopefully it will not come out like my episode number 3, which would just make everybody sick at the end of this episode. Well, the day on Saturday started off, and my wife, it was raining. And my wife wanted to go garage sailing. So she heads out garage sailing at like 6:45 in the morning. And after a while, I'm beginning to notice it's getting later and later and later. And at about 11 o'clock, she gives me a call and asks me a couple questions. And I ask her a very legitimate question, by the way. And ladies out there, if you are listening and you're garage sailing without your boyfriend, husband, whatever, and you've been garage sailing for a while, and he asks, hey, how much longer do you think you're going to be? Don't get pissed off. I got yelled at a couple times because I would ask that every time she would call me. I would just say, hey, how much longer are you going to be? And her response was, don't pressure me. And I kind of wanted to say, I'm not pressuring you. I just want to know because I want to go to the podcasters meetup. So she gets back at about 2:45 to 3 o'clock. So she was out garage sailing for 7 some odd hours. Pretty much when she got home, my little girl had gone down for a nap. My wife got home. She gave me her cell phone, which was I was grateful for because I've been without a cell phone for a long time now. And it's time for me to get my cell phone back. I grabbed the cell phone, hopped in my car, well, my rental still, took off for downtown Chicago. I flew down there. I mean, I was driving about 70 miles an hour the whole way. It was expressway the whole way. I'm like, this is easy. I get onto Lakeshore Drive, right near Soldier's Field, where if you follow any sports, the Chicago Bears play. And I do make mention of all this, so a lot of this might be recapping of what you might hear later. But the traffic just backed up. I mean, it just screeched to a halt. For about 30 some odd miles, I was flying. It took me about 20 minutes to do that. The last, I'd say, mile to maybe 2 miles took me 45 minutes to do.
The blues has got to come home.
As I walk up, and I'm still kind of feeling okay, I mean, I'm feeling a little bit of a knot in my stomach, but not too bad. And as I'm walking up, I'm beginning to kind of go through, and I know I'm going to get an anxious feeling and everything, so I'm kind of thinking, okay, where does this come from? I don't know. Until I began to think about some experiences I've had in the past. I used to work at a major, and this is a major radio station here in Chicago, and it's some of the shows on here are major national, if not worldwide. I got to meet some of the guys I used to listen to. Notice, I did say used to. This was also before I found out about podcasting. I actually left that job about 2 months before I found out about podcasting, which, oh my God, it has changed my world. But I was working for this radio station, and the afternoon guy used to be teamed up with someone else, and I would go to their remote broadcasts and kind of sit in the audience and have a lot of fun, get their autographs, really kind of the fun stuff that you do as listeners. And these guys were always great, and it was just kind of like you're talking with your buddy, and it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. Then when I went to work for the radio station, I bumped into this guy, this one guy again, and he turned out to be the biggest jerk. I mean, it was all an act in front of the audience and the fans. In real life, the guy was a complete and utter jerk, kind of thinking, oh, I'm better than everybody else. None of you are as good as me. And he was thinking about, he was coming across this way the entire time we worked together. And it wasn't just me, he was doing it to everybody. So it was just like, what a tool. That's kind of where I was getting a little bit anxious about meeting up with, like, Gabberjaw and Philosophy Guy and all these other shows, because I was afraid of losing that image of these were just, like, really cool people that I've always been listening to and I'm a big fan of their shows. I put two and two together, and that's where I think it all went back to, was actually that whole experience and not really kind of shattering the image I have in my mind of everybody. Of course, that could be kind of a glorified image, but still, I'm not gonna poo-poo that.
It's distorted and fake, this noise that you make, and I think you should listen to me, 'cause I love you.
But as I'm getting closer and closer to Blues Fest, I'm feeling the knot in my stomach get a little bit more and a little bit more tighter. And as I'm getting closer and closer, I begin to think, okay, I could still turn around and hightail it back. That's how bad it was getting for me. And I honestly don't know why it is that bad. Every step I took closer, the tighter my stomach was getting, and I kind of was talking myself through it. I was talking on the iRiver a little bit. I don't know if you're going to notice any anxiousness in my voice or anything, but I was talking to myself, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, just one more step closer. These people are not like the radio station experience. These are regular, normal, everyday people. You've had conversations with them, for crying out loud, one-on-one. So don't worry about it. And I get into Grant Park, which is where Blues Fest is taking place. And instantly, my mind goes back to 1998. It was when the Chicago Bulls last won the NBA championship. A buddy of mine and I, after the championship was won, we went to Grant Park at like 2 in the morning, waited in line to get into the park itself to celebrate with all of Chicago on the great championship, blah, 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 blah. We got up really close to the stage, too. We're thinking, this is great. It's like 4 in the morning, and we're dead tired. So we pass out, literally passed out. We were that exhausted. Well, when we woke up about 3 to 4 hours later, we were way in the back. Someone had moved both of us, kept us both pretty much close together, and moved us from pretty close, where we had really good seating, to where we couldn't even see the stage. It was like, this is ridiculous. That was the last time I was in Grant Park, and this all came flooding back to me as I stepped foot onto Grant Park again for Blues Fest, for the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup.
Just how far can you take it away from the one who gave it?
As I step in, my stomach does that last grab. It kind of was getting tighter and tighter and tighter. I stepped into Grant Park, and Grant Park is down a little bit, just the way they've built it and built up the road around it, so you have to go down a couple steps, and I go down the couple steps, and I step into Grant Park, and it was like the second my foot hit the grass, my stomach just went, really just tightened up, and, well, I didn't think I was going to throw up, but it was just kind of one of those where you just kind of have to take a breath. And that's what happened. So as I'm walking around, I'm kind of thinking, okay, this is it. I can do this. Little engine that could. I mean, here I am. I'm 33 years old, and still I'm having to use the little engine that could mentality on myself so that I can meet up with these people. That's how I don't know if I had them just so grandiose in my mind or something. I mean, they're really great people. I love the shows and everything. My stomach just was in a complete knot. So I'm walking around, and I had read that they were going to be near the beer tent. Well, there was one beer tent. A big beer tent, by the way, but still only one beer tent. I go over to it, and I get over there, and I was told there was going to be a Gabberjaw sign with the Gabberjaw logo, which is kind of one of those chatty mouths mouths and everything. Well, I couldn't find it initially, and I'm looking all over for this thing. I honestly could not find it. I'm looking. I get over to the beer tent, and I still don't see it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk around a little bit further. I walk around maybe another 20 feet. I look back to where I have just been, and it's no more than 5 feet off of the path through Grant Park. I'm like, oh my God, how could I have been so stupid? I was getting ready to pop out the eye river to be like, I can't find them. They ditched me. Yeah, I know, that whole woe is me thing. Kind of get into that when I get anxious. So it was actually kind of funny. But I look over, and they're about 30, 40 feet away from me. And they haven't noticed me yet, because I wasn't dressed or anything along those lines that would stand out. And so I'm looking around, and I had remembered a while ago in one of the chat boards about this, that Oblivion from Eblo, the weblog and podcast. Well, he always wears a bright yellow podcast pickle hat whenever he gets together with any shows or anything. He did that when he first met John and Wendy from Gabberjaw, and they had mentioned it. And he had also mentioned it again before this. I see that. That thing really stands out. I mean, it's a smart move if you know you're going to be in a big crowd and not too many podcasters are going to be there. I think for like people going to the expo, it's not a wise idea to get a pickle hat because everyone's going to have a pickle hat. So I go over and I see Oblivion, and I get over there and I walk up, and my stomach is just, it's, I thought it was tight before, it was like squeezing as tight as it could. I walk up and I'm not sure who it was. There were many people there. There was Philosophy Guy and his wife. There was Kat, who I'm not sure she has a podcast, but she listens to a lot of podcasts and became friends with John and Wendy and flew out from California for this. If she does have a podcast, I will make a retraction here later. I know she listens to a lot of shows. She is very well known in the podcasting community, so she was also there. She had flown in just for this. Steve from podcheck.net, I believe it is, was there. He had driven up from Peoria, as well as Oblivion. He was also there. And I look around and I see Wendy, but she's kind of a little bit off in the distance a little bit. But someone, and I can't remember who, and I know it wasn't Wendy. John from Gabberjaw wasn't there. He was off doing something. But someone says, are you Barely? I mean, right away. And I'm like, yes, I am. And they're like, oh, hey, welcome. I mean, it was just instantly. It was, can you feel the love? It was great. It was exactly what I was hoping for. I felt very included right away. And they were even saying, you haven't had a beer yet. I'm like, no. They're like, go get a beer. Come on. And a couple of us went over and got a beer. And it was just really, really cool. It was a lot of fun. So I'm really glad I was able to do it and get over that stupid anxiousness that I have that suckers me in all over the stinking place. It's time that you let me back in. I had been there for a while, and I met John as well. John and Wendy had a few of their friends there as well, which was really cool. They were really nice people, and we were all kind of talking, and a lot of fun. There's a lot of pictures out there. Look at Eblo, the weblog, for Oblivion's pictures. Gabberjaw with John and Wendy for their pictures. I kind of took the pictures from their both of their sites that had me in it, and I put them onto mine. So that's where I got my Flickr images, because I was a moron and left my camera back at the house. I had it all set up and I just completely forgot. What an idiot. But both of them were very generous enough to let me use those pictures on my site as well. So I thank Oblivion as well as John and Wendy for letting me use those and kind of borrow. And I'm using the air quotes here. You really can't see it since this is a podcast. It's not a vidcast. They let me use the pictures. It was a lot of fun. And after a while, it was beginning to get cold. When I showed up, the sun had just popped out. So it got kind of nice and toasty a little bit. It wasn't warm, but it wasn't cold. It was just that nice, comfortable area. I got credited with bringing the sun, so I'll take credit wherever I can get it. So we decide we're going to leave Blues Fest, and we're going to head to this one bar restaurant that John and Wendy knew of, and a couple of their friends knew of as well. There's three cars, and I take Philosophy Guy and his wife in my car. Again, the rental folks. Wendy gives me directions, and I'm kind of following them, but I kind of got turned around a little bit, and I kind of knew where I was headed, but I didn't follow the directions exactly, and I should have. I'm a guy. I do not stop and ask for directions, but as we're wandering around the streets of Western Chicago, Philosophy Guy and I were talking. I'm like, yeah, hey, I listened to your last show, and you really were sounding like Corby, and the Philosophy Guy's wife is like, who's Corby? And I said, oh, Corby from the Twisted Pickle. And she's like, is that anything like the Puckered Pickle? I'm like, the Puckered Pickle? She's like, yeah, that sign over there. Philosophy guy and I take a look out the window, and there's a big sign that says, the Puckered Pickle. And we're like, oh my God. I pull a U-turn. Fortunately, there was no traffic on this street. But I pull a U-turn, screech to a halt in front of this place. Both of us jump out and are snapping pictures with our camera phones of the Puckered Pickle. So, Corby, I am trying to send that off to you. I thought of you instantly. Chicago was thinking of you several points during throughout the evening, so I'm sure your ears were on fire for a while, not just burning, but really on fire. I'm also going to put this picture up on the website as well. I'm probably going to have that actually in maybe the blog post or something, just having the Puckered Pickle. It was just too stupid. Okay, well, the dumbass in me that did not decide to get directions or not ask for directions once we figured out we were kind of lost, we drove around and literally were no more than 20, 30 feet away from the restaurant where everybody else was meeting up. And I kept making turns. I didn't think, go another half block and you're there. You're right there. No, I didn't think of that. It took us maybe 20, 25 minutes. When we got there, someone was already getting a pizza. I mean, they were physically getting it. So they had been there at long enough to order and for them to make the pizza and to get it. I mean, it was just, I know, I was stupid. I was really, really stupid. But we were all hanging out there for a while, and then Philosophy Guy and his wife had to head back up to Milwaukee, and one of the people who was there with John and Wendy, they lived right literally just walking distance away. So we went over to their place, I had another beer, and people started doing dancing, I mean just kind of funny things, getting up and just doing funny dances and everything, and finally everyone looks at me and says, come on, Barely, you get up and dance. I'm like, I don't dance. I do not dance. They're scrolling through this guy's music list, and all of a sudden I see Tom Jones. Well, Tom Jones has a song called It's Unusual, which if you've ever watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air always dances a real kind of funny dance to that Tom Jones song. Well, I know that dance. I said, okay, if I'm going to do it, and I'm still a little bit inebriated at the time, I said, if I'm gonna do it, it has to be to that song. And they were playing a couple other songs. They're like, okay, we're gonna put it in the queue. And they put it in the queue, and I happened to go to the bathroom, and then I all of a sudden I hear, hey, it's ready, come on out. I'm like, hold on. So I finish up. They had paused it and rewound it to, so it was at the beginning of the song, and I start having to dance to It's Unusual, It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones. And there is, let's see, Steve Fletcher from Podcheck. Yes, that's his show, Podcheck. He has video of it. He has 15 seconds of it. I mean, I was dancing for maybe 2-3 minutes, but still, it was pathetic. Everyone got a good laugh off of it, though. So I'm saying next time I'm in a group like that, I'm gonna auction off the dance again. This way I can make money or at least get a few more beers out of it for free and that I don't have to pay for. But yeah, it was a very good time. I'm actually really glad I went, and I know I'm getting the show out late because being out that late on Saturday threw me for a loop on Sunday, and now it's Monday, so I'm having to finish this up on Monday, and I'm already sitting at over half an hour, and this is just raw footage, so I'm probably sitting maybe 20, 25 minutes, which is my normal time, so I'm probably not getting this out anytime soon. Okay, the Gabberjaw Show is going to be the show I'm going to review this week. And I'm doing this as a little bit of a thank you for including me in everything. It really made me feel comfortable and had a lot of fun with everything that was going on. But also, it is one of my favorite shows. It is really one of the few that the second it comes out, I listen to it no matter what else is in line. Most of the shows I've rated are ranking right up there right now. But this is one where I will sit back, and if this one comes out, it'll almost bump most any other show I have on my list. It's John and Wendy. They are a married couple here in Chicago, or in the Chicagoland area, obviously, because they were the hosts of the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup. That kind of would mean that they'd have to be in Chicago, doesn't it? Their show really does revolve around their opinions. And it's not just, this is my opinion, and that's it. They support their opinions, their views. Whether you like them or not, you have to really give them credit for putting themselves out there, giving you the reason why they think the way they do, and it's something you don't see too often anymore today. A lot of people say, this is my opinion, and that's it. They don't give you the reasoning behind it. They don't give you where, how they put two and two together to equal their four. Whether you agree with them or not, you have to give them a lot of credit that they do put that much effort into making sure it's not just saying, here's my opinion, that's it. They say, here's my opinion, here's why it's my opinion, and now deal with it. It's very much of an in-your-face kind of show, but yet at the same time, it is hysterical listening to these two banter back and forth. You can really tell that they care a lot about each other, just in the mannerisms that they have. And I was afraid when I went to the meetup that I would see something different between the two, but yet I didn't. What you hear on the show is, in all actuality, what I saw in person, with a few drinks in them, hanging out, having fun. I mean, it was what I heard on the show is what I saw in person. What you will hear on the show, if you're not from Chicago and you've never subscribed to them before, is the actual John and Wendy. They just put it out there for everybody to take a look at and see. They have a lot of fun doing it, and they make sure you have fun listening, which is why this is one of those shows that I honestly usually go through withdrawal. When I started listening to the show, I started right from the first episode I could find, worked my way up. And in doing so, when I got completely caught up, I felt like I needed a 12-step program or something just so that I can make it through once a week only hearing them, and occasionally twice a week. They have a lot of shows out. They are, at the time of my recording right now, at 123 shows in a little bit over a year. And their topics range all over the place. Nothing is held back. Nothing is really sacred, which I give them a lot of credit for. I know I hold back on some things. I know a lot of other podcasters do hold back on certain hot button topics. They go right at it and say, this is what we think, this is what it is, and here's why we think it, deal with it. And I give them a lot of credit. I really enjoy the show. It is honestly one of my favorites. So check out Gabberjaw at www.gabberjaw.com. Drop them a line. Leave them a voicemail. I know they have all those ways that you can reach them. Let them know that Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you. And remember, there's always all the other shows that I've reviewed as well. You can check them out on the website. And actually, the last couple, I will just remind you, are the Right Wrong Podcast, The Twisted Pickle, and now Gabberjaw. That's my review for this week. Well, not really a review. Oh yeah, this one was more of a review. Okay, that was my review for this week.
Hey everybody, it's Barely. I know I normally have a bunch of other things at the end of a show, and I know I'm right now running roughly at a half an hour. Believe it or not, I still have about 30 more minutes to edit. That's another 30 minutes of raw footage. So what I'm going to do is I'm splitting this episode up, and I might tweak it a little bit here and there throughout the week, but I did want to get something out there. I'm probably not going to get a show out this weekend since I'm already midweek. I will probably do it following weekend, so it's kind of like 10-day gap, then I'll be back onto my regular schedule. So I'll have that out sometime mid next week, I believe, and it'll be the full continuation of this entire story, I guess you can say. I can't believe I had well over an hour worth of material just from pretty much 3 days worth of stuff. I appreciate you hanging on. This was definitely not meant to be a to-be-continued dun-dun-dun. It's just, I don't know if you can go from my shows being 20 to 25 minutes to an hour that quickly. So I'm going to pause it here. In my editing, I'm noticing this is a very good break. It's a very good break point, so you guys will have complete stories in the next show. It won't be a to-be-continued or anything, even though it kind of is a to-be-continued. It'll be all part of the same weekend, and I'll explain all this out again on the next episode as well. So, thanks for listening. I will have all listener comments and everything like that at the end of my next show. Till next time, remember to check out the blog slash website at www.barelypodcasting.com. Barrelhaven.com. I do have my Chingo. I did sign up for that. I'll explain it more in the next episode, but I do have that there, so leave me an audio comment. I have a Flickr page now, and I do have several pictures up there, very recent ones too, and so you can kind of check out how the podcasters meetup went on Saturday. Also, you can contact me via email, which is barely@barelypodcasting.com, as well as leaving me a voicemail at 206-666-2660. And finally, I am on Skype, and I'm there off and on. My Skype name is Barely. So I will see you all in about 10 days. Again, I apologize on this one getting out late, but there was just too much to be able to put into one show. So you're lucky, and you're getting kind of two shows out of it. So I will talk to you again probably towards the end of next week.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.